This is the 2 North Jackson Podcast with news, insights, details, and accomplishments from Alabama's 67 county governments. Hello and welcome. Again, we appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to hear the background on the new Act 2022-421 that deals with the authority for county commissions to allow one or more of their members to participate in a commission meeting electronically. We are providing you a very detailed handbook for how to opt in to this legislation. It becomes effective June 1st, and after that date, the county commission can review the contents of that act and make a decision about whether or not you want to allow members of your commission who are ill to participate in county commission meetings electronically. Let's talk about a couple of the details. We'll give you more information going forward. We had a good discussion about this issue with the county administrators during their conference, and each commission will need to make its decision on its own. The new law says that if a county commission has a quorum in its meeting room physically present, then members of the commission who cannot be there because of illness may provide documentation that they are ill in terms of that being recorded in the minutes, and then those persons can participate. There are a bunch of details that you'll need to look at closely and that we'll talk with you about going forward. One of those is that all the votes would have to be recorded roll call votes during that meeting. You'll also have to have provisions for those who are attending the meeting to be able to hear the virtually participating commissioner cast his or her vote. But the important detail right now is that this is not mandatory. It does not apply to your county commission unless the commission votes to adopt a policy to participate in this electronic meeting opportunity. Again, you would still have to have a quorum present physically at the meeting room, and only those commissioners who are absent because of illness would be able to participate. This is not a full-scale electronic or virtual meeting the way that counties participated in that activity during the pandemic. That was issued under an executive order from Governor Kay Ivey. This is a change. It is really kind of an outgrowth from that experience. The legislature has authorized in a very narrow pathway for county commissions to elect to allow those who are ill to participate electronically. The first step, again, is for your commission to look at this handbook that we've prepared for you, and then to have discussions about whether or not to opt in. That decision has to be made at least 45 days before any meeting at which you would allow a person to participate virtually. Please reach out to us and let us know if you have any questions. Review the document. I think it's very good and will be very helpful for you should your commission elect to participate in this new law. Again, if you have questions, let us know, and you have a great day.